What if the difference between mediocrity and extraordinary success wasn't talent or luck, but simply how you see yourself? Zig Ziglar's masterpiece, See You at the Top, reveals that self-belief is the foundation upon which all achievement is built. Originally rejected by 30 publishers before finding a home, this transformative work has now been translated into over 34 languages and sold nearly 2 million copies worldwide. The book's enduring appeal lies in Ziglar's unique ability to distill complex success principles into memorable, actionable wisdom delivered with southern charm and unwavering optimism. His philosophy is deceptively simple yet profoundly powerful. You can have everything in life you want if you will just help enough other people get what they want. Your self-image determines everything you'll achieve in life. Consider Viktor Serebryakov, labeled a dunce by his teacher at 15. After dropping out, he worked odd jobs until age 32, when an evaluation revealed his genius-level IQ of 161. Immediately, his life transformed. He began writing books, securing patents, and eventually became chairman of the International Mensa Society. Viktor didn't suddenly acquire new knowledge, he acquired confidence that transformed his effectiveness. This principle applies universally. The mind completes whatever picture we paint in it. Successful golfers see the ball going in before swinging. Salespeople see customers buying before making calls. Poor self-image stems primarily from our negative society and constant exposure to fault finders. Parents damage children with exaggerated statements like, "You're always breaking things," implying fundamental flaws rather than occasional mistakes. What's the one trait shared by 100 self-made millionaires from diverse backgrounds? They were all good finders who saw the positive in others and every situation. Life functions as an echo. What you send out returns to you. You treat people exactly as you see them, and finding good in others improves their performance. Dr. Robert Rosenthal's Harvard experiments demonstrated this dramatically. Students were told they were working with genius, average, and idiot rats, though all were identical. The rats performed according to expectations. In a school setting, students labeled as geniuses performed a full year ahead of peers, though all were actually average students. Using master archer Howard Hill as an example, Ziglar illustrates that you can't hit a target you can't see. Without clear goals, you'll remain a wandering generality instead of a meaningful specific, never reaching your potential. Most people don't plan to fail, they fail to plan. Only 3% of Americans write down their goals. Effective goals must excite you, maintain long-range perspective through short-term frustrations, require daily action, and be specific enough to focus your energy. While over 50,000 schools teach countless skills, none teach the mental attitude essential for excellence. Harvard research shows 85% of success comes from attitudes and only 15% from technical expertise. Yet our education system invests resources in reverse. Success and failure often differ by minimal margins, like the $1 million racehorse that runs just slightly faster than a $10,000 one. At the Arlington Futurity, first and second place were separated by just 1 inch out of 71,280, a difference worth $100,000. To develop a permanently positive attitude, start your day enthusiastically, establish positive symbols, and set your gyroscope for success. Like sailboats traveling different directions in the same wind, it's the set of your sail that determines your course. Feed your mind daily with inspirational reading followed by a walk focusing on positive things. To build a healthy self-image, understand your worth, recognize your uniqueness, read inspiring biographies, take small steps towards success, join the Smile and Compliment Club, create a victory list, and avoid negativity. Remember, nobody can make you feel inferior without your permission. There ain't no free lunch highlights our societal contradiction. While claiming to value hard work, we chase shortcuts. Work remains the foundation of all achievement, with integrity as its partner. Truly successful people don't view their efforts as sacrifices. They work hard because they found genuine fulfillment in their careers. The effort-reward relationship follows predictable patterns. Employees who merely meet basic requirements create an even exchange, enough to keep their jobs but insufficient for advancement. Progressive employers increase compensation when employees enhance their value through exceptional effort. Desire is today's equalizer, allowing average individuals to compete with the naturally talented. Like the single degree that transforms water into steam, desire drives people to work harder and achieve more. Success comes from playing whatever hand you're dealt to its fullest. Your yearning power outweighs your earning power. Ben Hogan exemplifies desire's transformative potential. Despite less natural talent than many golfers, his persistence made him arguably the greatest ever. After a near-fatal car accident the doctor said would end his career, Hogan's determination fueled his comeback. Working through excruciating pain, he practiced from sunrise to sunset, hitting hundreds of balls until his hands bled. Ziegler uses the metaphor of an old-fashioned water pump to illustrate life's principle of investment before return. Just as a pump needs priming before yielding water, life requires initial effort before delivering rewards. The deepest wells produce the sweetest water. Similarly, life's most meaningful achievements demand the greatest effort. Desire creates intelligent ignorance, not knowing what you can't do, so you do it anyway. Henry Ford exemplified this when he demanded his engineers build a V8 engine, despite their protests that it was scientifically unfeasible. Ford simply insisted, "Gentlemen, I must have a V8 engine. Now, go do it." They eventually succeeded because one man refused to accept impossibility. Ziegler demonstrates goal setting with his personal weight loss journey. At 46, with a 41-inch waistline and weighing 202 pounds, he began with small steps, first running just one block, then gradually increasing his distance. His key insight was breaking down the seemingly impossible goal of losing 37 pounds into manageable daily increments of just 1.9 ounces. Each small victory provided achievement feedback, building confidence for the next step. This isn't the end. It's your beginning. You now understand fundamental truths. Your potential is unlimited. No one can make you feel inferior without permission. You can achieve what you want by helping others. And while ability takes you to the top, character keeps you there. Success and happiness are journeys, not destinations. You're becoming both a go-getter who pursues goals with determination and a go-giver who understands the power of contribution. When you combine self-belief, faith in others, purpose clarity, and trust in God, your good days transform into an extraordinary lifetime of achievement. Remember, there are no shortcuts. The elevator to the top is permanently out of order. You must take the stairs one step at a time, growing stronger with each ascending step. By applying these principles, clear goals, positive attitude, service to others, and strong character, you will steadily progress upward. Take that first step today, and Ziegler will indeed see you at the top.